The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of the Hawk Chronicles.
Once we have dealt with Lister, we will increase our presence on 3Dead and destroy their ability to communicate.
Meet Stefan von Langer, his great-grandson. When Homeland hauled Heinrich away, he was screaming, "We're going to destroy all the Stips on Earth." I'm betting Stefan is picking up where his great-grandfather left off.
Agent Simon's ship and crew were cleared. We couldn't find any infractions to hold him.
Did he tell you his destination?
He is returning to Planet 310. I believe his final destination is the city of London.
As far as anyone is concerned, we are tracking an international bomber who has targeted one of our communication towers.
I see you have a diffuse bomb on the table.
Our bomb squad has finished with it. We wanted you to have a look at it since you've seen his work before.
Nelson texted me back. He said the wiring and construction are definitely Dimitri's.
You look stunned. What is it?
There's a new case involving another Von Langer.
And now, episode 114, Like Father, Like Son.
Another Von Langer case?
There was another high-end electronic store hit and burned, just like the one in his case.
Please don't tell me another Stip crashed somewhere.
No, when I said another Von Langer case, I meant that literally. The suspect's the great-grandson of Henry, Stefan Von Langer.
Another Von Langer and another electronics store? Sounds to me like he's picking up where his great-grandfather left off. That means he could be after the Stip units.
And the only way to do big damage is to find pyramids and transfer to St. Martin headquarters.
Henry built a tracker to hunt down the Roosevelt Stip. I'm guessing this Stefan is working on a similar device.
I'm sure Pyramid and Nelson are building a dummy signal just like we did back then. Pyramid has grounded all Stip travel, which pretty much confirms what you had suspected.
Well, it looks like you're stuck on this side for a while.
Well, I'll see if I can get a message to Pyramid. Maybe they can send a Stip over for a quick transfer. If not, the hospital set me up with a really nice room. I can go see how long I can stay there.
Why would Pyramid message you about the case?
Well, I guess he wanted to let me know that since we worked on the original case, we should know about it, and also to let me know that Stip travel's being suspended. Look at you. You're just asking all kinds of questions. You need to concentrate on your upcoming surgery.
I'm trying to do the exact opposite. My voice has totally changed, and now my face will, too.
Well, I just thinking of a new Kate Hawk regeneration.
It's not like your favorite show, Jim. This is real life. I'm the same person, same personality, with the same likes and dislikes, but my exterior is totally changing.
Okay, then. It's remodeling, whatever you want to call it. You're still Kate Hawk. Look. If it doesn't work out with Homeland, my office still stands.
Me? A private eye gumshoe? Really? I thought we already had this talk.
Just saying. Your own hours, you can pick and choose your cases.
Yeah. Do I want to take the missing cat or cheating spouse?
Well, I think it'll be more interesting than that. We'll be working with the IDF still. Look, there's plenty of time to worry about all that stuff. I'm going to go see if I can extend my room reservation here. Why don't you get some rest?
Seeing how I'm practically tied to this bed with tubes and sensors, what else am I going to do?
Well, knowing you, you'd probably organize and run a half marathon through the halls of the hospital. I'll check on you later.
Right. If I'm not here when you get back, I'm laying out the course.
I don't doubt it one bit.
Stand by for portal opening.
Standing by.
Portal is open. You are cleared for egress.
Clear for egress.
Welcome back, Tony.
Pennypacker. Good to see you again. It's wonderful to be back on Terra Firma.
Well, welcome back to the circus. And congratulations on your successful mission.
Yes. Well, about that.
No need to explain, Tony. We have ears everywhere. As long as Lister stands trial, we consider it a success. I'm sure Number One will overlook your arrangement with the people of Lindor.
We are so fortunate that the chain of command here in our section is all IDF. Otherwise, these missions would be a nightmare to explain.
Well, speaking of the chain of command, I believe Director Cage is expecting you.
Well, then, I suppose I should go and rattle him.
Yes, I'm sure you can. Director, Agent Simon is here to see you.
Send him in, Miss Pennypacker.
Yes, sir. Well, off you go, then. Rattle Director Cage.
Well, Tony, welcome back.
Thank you, Director.
Please, take a seat. So, first and foremost, congratulations on completing your mission successfully, even though your approach was somewhat unorthodox.
I believe my instructions were to complete the mission using whatever means I deemed necessary.
And you deemed it necessary to line your pockets with monetary units?
Well, sir, that was a stroke of good fortune. It would have been terribly rude of me to refuse their generosity. Perhaps to compensate, I won't claim any per diem on my travel voucher.
Well, that's most generous of you.
So, what have I missed on this MI6 side?
Well, I hope you had time to catch up on your sleep during the ride home.
Believe me, sir, after 30 hours of being cramped up in that deep space dip, I've had all the rest I need. Why do you ask?
Our friends at Hanslope Park are in need of our assistance.
It gives me great pleasure to use this phrase. What on earth does Her Majesty's Government Communications Centre want with me? I know nothing about engineering software or signal processing.
They have a secret tower for transmitting cryptic messages in Johannesburg, South Africa. It seems that someone tried to blow it up.
Again, I don't see why we are getting involved.
Because the suspected bomber, a Dimitri Borum, tried to blow a tower in Stockholm. Also another one in the States, in St. Louis. And I understand there is some sort of activity in Baltimore. We suspect that London is also on Borum's list. We'd like to catch him before that happens.
Who else is involved?
The Johannesburg IDF office has two agents embedded in the police force there. Another chap on site is from the Denmark office. Now, his name is Agent Sorin, and he led the investigation in St. Louis and Stockholm, both of which resulted in successful captures of all parties involved, including Hongen the mercenaries.
Hongens? Now, there's a terrible lot for you.
The one he captured will also be assisting you.
Have they gone mad? Do they have any idea how Hongens operate?
From what we can gather, Agent Sorin has parlayed a deal that will make the mercenary a hero among his people. As you well know, a captured Hongen is a disgrace to his community.
Well, this should certainly be an interesting assignment. Who will be my contact on this side?
This will be in-house. You'll be operating under both MI6 and the IDF officers. You will report to Miss Pennypacker, and she in turn will keep me informed.
And who has the lead on this case?
Our Johannesburg personnel, led by Agent Mary Lowe.
I'm not sure I like that. You know I prefer to work alone.
Don't concern yourself with that, Tony. You answer to me. Play along with them, and if you find it necessary to deviate from the plan, you will have my backing. Just try not to be such a bull in a china shop about it.
Very well, Director. Do I at least have time to gather myself, freshen up and have some real food?
You'll be departing in the Johannesburg Stip at 08:30 tomorrow. So please, try not to partake too much in the festivities.
Me? Why, I wouldn't think of it.
Yes?
I wish to speak to Governor Drachmar on a legal matter.
You have no appointments?
Please advise the governor that a member of the legal defense for Lord Lister is here to see her client.
And who, shall I say, is calling?
I'm Lenora of Titan 4.
One moment, Lenora of Titan 4.
All right, just stay calm, play the part, be firm but professional.
Lenora of Titan 4, Please follow me. Lenora of Titan 4.
Lenora of Titan 4. By what authority are you claiming to be legal defense?
I've been assigned by the Supreme Court of Titan 4 to represent Lord Lister.
The former Lord Lister.
The former Lord Lister, to ensure he gets a fair and legal trial.
A fair trial? Of what concern is that to Titan 4?
He has also committed war crimes against the people of my planet. We want to ensure that any guilty verdict rendered cannot be questioned because of legal improprieties.
Do you now? You really think that barbarian needs defending?
Let me be clear, Governor. I have no plans to try and get him released or found not guilty. It's just the opposite. I don't want any verdict to come under question because he has improper legal defense or none at all.
I'm supposed to take the word of a complete stranger walking in off the street.
I have the required paperwork right here. I'm sure that you'll find everything is in order.
I cannot read this. It's gibberish.
It's written in the language of my people, but as you can clearly see, it bears the official seal of the Titan IV Supreme Court.
I shall have my legal experts advise me on this. In the meantime, what is it you desire?
I wish to meet with my client.
Impossible.
I insist. Do you realize that in the Planetary Coalition, Titan IV has judicial jurisdiction in crimes against the Titan system? I'm sure you don't want to cause a diplomatic confrontation.
Young lady, I highly recommend that you do not make threats against the Governor of Lindor.
If my tone sounded threatening, Governor, I apologize. I'm just trying to impress upon you the importance of at least the appearance of a trial. This is all in your best interest.
I must think on this. Could you possibly stay for tea?
Tea? The only tea I have ever encountered was with a man from Planet 310.
What a coincidence. I learned of this beverage from a man from 310 also. God, bring us tea.
Really? That is a coincidence.
Yes. Tony Simon. He was the one who brought Lister to me.
He brought Lister to you?
Yes. Why?
I'm sorry. It was just a shock to hear his name. I too learned about tea from Tony Simon. I was aboard a freighter ship returning to Titan IV. That's where I met Lister. It's the reason I agreed to take this case. So he turned him over to you for trial?
Well, I must be honest. Mr. Simon was under the impression that we were a faction of rage.
Oh, so he was telling me the truth.
Did you have a reason to doubt him?
Only at first. Well, I believe our tea has arrived.
Yes, indeed. I will make arrangements for you to meet with Lister, but only as a matter of introduction. I will have to verify these papers first before we continue further in this matter.
Excellent. The sooner I can end this assignment, the better.
Well, here it is. This tower covers the southern portion of Johannesburg and the surrounding areas.
And this is the only tower that was targeted, correct?
Yes, we figured the bombers didn't have time to complete their mission after we found this bomb. Why does that concern you?
I dealt with a couple of these cases. In Stockholm, the tower targeted was one of the largest communication towers in the world. Certainly the largest in Sweden. In St. Louis, the tower was Central 1 for their 911 emergency system and local self-defense system. This tower is too small.
I agree. I believe the expression I heard the locals there say was, getting the best bang for your buck. This tower is insignificant.
It's like Mary said, we may have stopped them from blowing up multiple towers.
Perhaps. Then again, perhaps not. What is that unit about three quarters of the way up?
Actually, that's where the bomb was planted. A maintenance man discovered it when he was on his way up to change the tower's light bulbs.
Then that is the reason for this being a target. What is it?
It's some sort of relay. It was the first thing we inquired about, but we are being stonewalled by higher-ups.
We need to find out what that is. It may be the main reason this tower was the target.
I'll try again, but I can't promise you anything.
Well, if they won't tell you, let me know. I have some contacts in Interpol. I don't suppose there are any security cameras around.
No, at least we haven't found any. There are no traffic cameras close by either.
The only evidence we could find is a single set of motorcycle tracks over here. We did a casting of them.
We're waiting for our forensics lab to match them to a known manufacturer.
It might lead to a make or model of the bike.
That could prove very important. We caught Sam here once we had identified his vehicle. If this is anything like our case, you probably didn't find any prints.
Only the maintenance workers.
Did he check out?
He's clean so far. He's the one who called in the bomb.
We really need to find out what the other relay is. I'm going to take some photos and get some of my contacts on this and see if we can identify it. I'm certain this relay was the target and not the tower itself. Otherwise, there would be at least three charges on the support legs, like the one we found in St. Louis.
I can assure you that if I were to get this mission, I would have rigged explosives on all four tower legs.
How was the tower in Stockholm rigged?
That was a totally different situation. A receiver was planted on the tower's big antenna, which would have directed pulse of energy from a satellite down to a major charge that would have brought it down. Our agents were able to intercept the Rage control ship and destroy their delivery system. We think these random bombings aren't Rage, but rebels who are loyal to Rage.
Yes, we remember that threat. We were directed to inspect all major towers and look for these receivers. So we are most likely dealing with our own people. What do you think, Sam?
I am not aware of any of my fellow Hongans working in this part of your world. Dimitri is also a mercenary who works for whoever pays the most. He makes the bombs and then uses whatever resources the underground provides. If you have any Russian gangs here, I would suggest looking at them first.
At least we have a starting point. I'll work the Russian gang angle. Peter, you see what you can find out about this relay, and Soren, you're going to use your Interpol contacts to do the same.
And what am I to do?
You, my Hongan friend, you are to stay out of trouble.
You wanted to see me, sir?
Hey, Barb. Come in. Take a seat.
Thank you.
It looks like this alternative plan of Rage is spreading. First it was Stockholm, then St. Louis, now Baltimore and Johannesburg.
I just don't see how they expect to do near the damage they would have achieved if we hadn't stopped their satellite program.
I'm sure that it's just splinter cells of mostly local sympathizers doing this. This morning I got verification that an IDF agent transported Lister to a remote system for trial.
Really? Was it one of ours?
He's from Earth, a British intelligence officer, Tony Simon. Our contacts in Europe said he returned to London around 8 a.m. Greenwich time.
That means Wi-Fi is probably in full control. I suspect he's reorganizing before pursuing any further action against us.
Hopefully you're right. That will give us time to track down these loose cannons we have running around.
So far, the Chinese government is satisfied with the backstory we gave Professor Lin, so I don't think he'll be a factor. I'm sure they would need him to repair the damage done to their proton ray delivery system.
He was mining copper when we raided his operation. He's up to something.
But I think with Lister out of the way, he'll change his strategy. From what I gather, this death ray project was more of Lister's idea.
I hope you're right about that. Now, putting that aside, we need to discuss Kelly's future. She's going to need training before we can put her in the field.
Are you talking Homeland Security training or IDF?
Both, actually. But I think we can hold off on the IDF training. We need her on this bombing assignment first. I don't foresee putting her into the Galactic Theater just yet.
I'm with you on that. Kate got her feet wet on that Denmark case tracking down Jeremy. Soren was the perfect agent to break her in.
And I think Horace will be the perfect agent to break Kelly in.
Really?
I think so. Why not?
You have a daughter.
Yes, but What has that got to do with it?
Did you ever try to give her intense training, requiring corrections and critique?
You've got a point. I didn't even try to teach her to drive. Thankfully, she took driver's ed. Then who do you suggest?
I'll have to work on that. In the meantime, let me see what I can work up for Kelly's training. I'd like to get her started on weapons training at Quantico.
I agree, although the thought of Kelly Merritt packing kind of scares me.
I don't think you have anything to worry about.
Pressure is stabilized. You are clear to open your hatch and board the station.
Welcome aboard the BSS, Captain Nate.
Commander, good to see you again. Did I miss anything?
The station was boarded by Russian cosmonauts with drawn weapons, but we employed Operation Down Goes Frazier.
The Planet 310 Boxer?
Then Vlad's vacation was shortened as the cosmonauts wanted to arrest him for questioning.
Vlad?
They think my half-uncle is a bomber.
Then Agent Tony Simon stopped for his integrity check, and the commander arrested him.
He sprung Lister from prison.
Hold on. The English dude? And now Leister's on the loose?
I see no reason to hold on to anything. We are not experiencing any erratic movement.
We took him to Titan 3.
He tricked him into thinking there was a Rage outpost on Titan 3.
But they arrested him and pretended to arrest Agent Simon.
Now, did you pretend to arrest Tony too?
No. I really arrested him for the unlawful release of a Federation high-profile prisoner.
So where is he now?
Back on your planet. You probably passed him on your way back here.
So where are the Russians?
They were arrested and incarcerated in the Bolivar stockades.
Okay, who released them?
No one. Why do you ask?
I was sensing a trend here.
What is that, Robo 4?
It is called a drum trip, Commander. It is used by comedians to accentuate a joke. I found Captain Nate's reply of a trend analysis quite amusing.
Man, you leave the system for a couple of rotations and everything hits the fan.
I have checked the fans and...
That's a joke, Robo-4.
I shall annotate that.
So you got Barnes and Kate back to Earth?
Yeah, we rendezvoused on the dark side of their moon with the asteroid step. They were taking an alternate 310 to their best clinic. Dr. Baker from Fillion will be doing the surgery. So what's this about your half-uncle?
I have a half-uncle that has a very dark past. My father didn't even know that he existed until he was attending university and received a call from my grandfather. They think he's a bomb maker for Rage.
And Agent Simon, is he a good guy or a bad guy?
We're not sure. He did violate so many codes, we couldn't begin to count.
I can give you an exact count if you wish.
A slang expression, George, meaning there were a lot. Anyway, so he also took payment from a governor of Lindor, which basically makes him a bounty hunter.
Wow, a real-life Boba Fett.
Oh, yes. That's the movie I was telling you about.
You mean the one that was full of action in space, but totally unrealistic?
Yup. That's the one. A real space cowboy.
So I really just miss a soap opera.
Captain Nate.
Another expression, George. We all know that soap doesn't sing.
As I have notated many times, I will soon run out of memory logging these variations in meaning.
I suppose you'll soon be getting back to your cargo runs.
Yeah, but I might take a break for a little while. First there was a Galaza mission. Then being a taxi for Barnes and Kate. It's all taken a lot out of my ship. We'll be returning to Baldabar for servicing and a few upgrades.
It seems that you're always repairing or upgrading that old ship.
Yeah, the Mercury's a classic, and still the fastest ship in the galaxy. I'm just trying to stay ahead of the curve. With the monetary units I made on Galaza, I hope not only to do these upgrades, but to pay off Rick. Then the Mercury will be mine, free and clear.
Well, until you clear us, she's ours. George, proceed with the hull integrity check.
Aye, Commander. Could you tell me why the Mercury is a she?
Check your data banks. George, we've been over this before.
As stated before, Commander, there are just too many colloquialisms. I'm the one who will need an upgrade.
The third chair. You have 5 micro units and I'll be watching you.
I'm his legal counsel. If I need to pass him anything, I'll gesture for you.
5 micro units.
You? What are you doing here?
Supreme Controller, I'm here as your legal counsel.
Legal counsel. A poor lost little girl looking for her father. I thank you. It's been ages since I've laughed.
Laugh if you will, my lord. But that's why I sit before you now.
Are you trying to make me laugh again? How is a girl from Titan IV going to defend me?
Am I not sitting in front of you right now?
Yes, it does appear to be you.
Then it should occur to you that the only way I could be sitting here right now is if I had convinced the governor to let me do so.
And just how did you manage to accomplish such a ruse?
Since my father abandoned me, I've had to live on my own, rely on my own wits. I've made many valuable friends. One is an accomplished forger. He created a document appointing me as lead counsel in your defense.
I find it hard to believe that he would accept such a paper. And even harder to believe that he would want anyone to defend me.
I convinced him that if there wasn't good counsel for the defense, some may think you didn't receive a fair trial. It would tarnish your death sentence, if not now, perhaps in the future.
I need no defending.
I agree.
Then you're not going to defend me?
No, Master. I'm here to free you.
What is Lenora's plan? How will she free Lister? Will Nelson's trap work? And will Kate be able to handle her new face? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, The Borum Complex.